This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. For a second time, the U.S. Senate has acquitted Donald Trump in an impeachment trial, AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
5 weeks after the deadly attack, Democrats urged the Senate to hold Trump accountable. But while 57 senators voted to convict him, 67 were needed for a conviction. So for a second time, the Senate has acquitted Trump after the House impeached him.
Look at what Republicans have chosen to forgive.
Moments later, Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell also blistered the then president's actions before and during the riot.
Disgraceful dereliction of duty.
But minutes before that,
Mr. McConnell, not guilty.
We have no power to convict and disqualify a former office holder.
Trump is celebrating, slamming the trial as another part of a witch hunt and saying his movement has only just begun. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China is firing back at the U.S. at the over allegations from the White House that Beijing withheld some information about the coronavirus outbreak from World Health Organization Earlier, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Washington had deep concerns about the way in which the early findings of COVID-19 investigation were communicated and questions about the process used to reach them. China responded Sunday, saying the U.S. had already gravely damaged international cooperation and was now pointing fingers at other countries who had been faithfully supporting the WHO. Following the allegations of Chinese withholding data, WHO team member Peter Daszak tweeted that they had received access to critical new data throughout. This is VOA News. The first 100,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine arrived in Venezuela Saturday. In a tweet, President Nicolas Maduro said medical and health personnel would be the first to receive the vaccine, given their exposure to COVID-19. Maduro has previously said after healthcare workers, vulnerable sectors would be next in line, followed by teachers. For months, Venezuela's government has said the South American country will receive 10 million doses of the Sputnik V vaccine, although the vaccine's maker has not confirmed that figure. In addition, Sputnik V, the Pan American Health Organization's chief of mission, said last week that between 1.4 million and 2.4 million doses of the AstraZeneca PLC vaccine have been reserved for Venezuela. At $10 per dose, those vaccines would cost between $140 million and $240 million. The University of Oxford in the UK plans to test its COVID-19 vaccine in children for the first time. More from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
The trial seeks to recruit 300 volunteers between the ages of 6 and 17, with up to 240 receiving the vaccine and the remainder a control meningitis vaccine. Chief researcher on the Oxford vaccine trial, Andrew Pollard, says that while most children don't get severely ill from COVID-19, it is important to establish safety of the vaccine in young people.
It is certainly possible that wider use to try and curb the progress of the pandemic might be considered in the future.
Regulators in more than 50 countries have authorized widespread use of the Oxford vaccine, which is being produced and distributed by AstraZeneca for use in people over the age of 18. Sarah Bassett, London.
In a significant setback to New Zealand, efforts to keep the coronavirus from spreading in the community, three people from one Auckland family have tested positive, with the source of the infection unknown. The news has prompted the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, to cancel her plans and return to the capital, Wellington, for further briefings and decision-making. New Zealand had successfully stamped out community spread of the virus. Officials say they're keeping an open mind on how the Auckland mother, father, and daughter caught the disease. They say the mother works at an airline catering company, and they are investigating whether there is a link to infected passengers. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.